New Zealanders flying into the country for a short trip home can now be charged for their stay in managed isolation. But the actual regime won't come into place until at least next week. Here's our Deputy Political Editor, Craig McCulloch.
For months, the government's been mulling whether to charge for managed isolation hotels. The governing parties all on different pages. New Zealand First in favour, the Greens against. It was only last week an announcement was made, and even then, a reluctant one.
This again outlines the shambolic nature of this government.
The opposition's position on this issue is totally shambolic.
Don't lecture us about shambolic and disorganised when the three parties across the House can't even get their stuff together.
The contentious issue finally reaching the debating chamber this week. And while it may have taken a while to get there, the legislation moved fast on arrival. Parliament sat under urgency to push it into law. The usual months-long process condensed into roughly 3 hours.
The proposed charging system seeks to strike the right balance between being fair to arrivals and not preventing New Zealanders from wanting to return home.
The new law creates a framework which allows the government to charge for isolation. And here's what the government has agreed on. A New Zealander who leaves the country for a holiday or business trip will be charged roughly $3,000 on return. The same too for those already overseas who come home for fewer than 90 days, with some exceptions. The minister responsible, Megan Woods, says those who come back permanently won't have to pay.
Each and every one of us want to know that wherever we are in the world, there will not be impediments for us returning to the safety of Aotearoa New Zealand.
The National Party says the plan is weak, that it should apply to nearly everybody coming home. It says the mild approach is a vote grab.
So shore up the London vote, Mr. Speaker. If you want to come home, don't worry, we'll get you all these exceptions. All these exemptions, you won't have to pay.
It says Kiwis abroad were given fair warning to come home.
New Zealanders overseas who wanted to return had actually plenty of time.
It says ultimately, it's not fair to pile the cost of isolation on taxpayers alone.
We're talking at over $1 billion for managed isolation. And we all know that it's going to be more than 1 year that this goes on for.
Despite that, the opposition party voted for the legislation. It says if re-elected, it would use the new framework to implement its own more extensive regime. Just Jamie Lee Ross and ACT's David Seymour voted against. The government has to introduce further regulations before the charging can start. It plans to do so on Monday next week. From Parliament for Checkpoint, Craig McCulloch.